Music by Charles Mingus from a classic album recorded in 1959 and the tune Boogie Stop Shuffle. Now you may think it odd that I begin Jazz Northwest with some music of Charles Mingus recorded in 1959, but I'll explain in just a moment. That was a band which included three saxes, trombone, piano, bass, and drums. John Handy, Booker Irvin, and Shafi Hadi were the saxes, Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Horace Parlin piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. The reason why I play that at the Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival going on this weekend will feature a tribute to Charles Mingus, with much of Mingus's music from this period being played. Better Get It In Your Soul, it's called, and it starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood in Seattle. Well, hello, and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to be featuring some new releases, and we're also going to be talking about some upcoming events on the jazz scene around the Seattle area. But first, let me say, you guys are amazing. I'm talking about you. listening to this program right now. We're all amazed here at how the listening community has rallied round to reach our financial goal needed to buy our license. You've said, in effect, we like it the way it is and want to keep the jazz, blues, and NPR news at 88.5. Individual donations, matching funds, community events, even house parties have made a tremendous leap towards saving the programming and enabling 88.5 to become an independent station. Without the support of the community, we never would have made our $7 million goal. You can find out what the next steps are to becoming a community license at savekplu.org. And thanks. Jay Thomas playing at the Latona the other night in a benefit for KPLU with Phil Sparks and company handed me a copy of his latest CD. It's a two-horn band with Gary Smullyan on baritone sax as special guest here. Jay Thomas plays flugelhorn, tenor sax, and alto sax. John Hansen's on piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Michael Glenn on bass. And this is the title tune from Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan's new CD. It's called Low Down, Ho Down, composition by Kurt Berg. We'll be right back.
knock back the schnapps. You talk back to cops. You walk in the room, my conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag. One glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I buy three or four, you mooch plenty more. The check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I don't wanna watch you fall on your face. Disgusted with your attitude. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You mumble, you moan, you grumble, you groan. You called Honolulu on my telephone. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I hear people say you won't go away. You drop by for breakfast and you stay all day. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. That's right, try not to get uptight, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can't show your face. And anyway, I'd just like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. So have a real nice day, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can't show your face. And anyway, I'd still like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. What a pity to say. So long. Out of date. Out of style. Sounds as if it's been around a while. There's no excuse. It's just a useless waltz. Play it soft and play it loud. This is never going to draw a crowd. Why introduce another useless waltz? Will it sell? Will maybe some payola hype it off the ground? Who can tell? It may become tomorrow's standard hip-hop sound. So we'll play it once and then once more and figure out what we can use it for. But what's the use? It's just a useless waltz. Will maybe some payola hype it off the ground? Who can tell? It may become tomorrow's standard new age sound. So we'll take it up a half a tone and overdub electric valve trombone. It's well produced with no apparent faults. But what's the use? It's just a useless waltz.
That's Portland resident Dave Frischberg and music from an album he recorded at the Jazz Bakery in Los Angeles area, and a couple of tunes he wrote the lyrics for. The first tune, Can't Take You Nowhere, was based on music by Tiny Khan and Al Cohn, and the second tune, Useless Waltz, was a tune written by Bob Brookmeyer, the valve trombonist. Can't Take You Nowhere and Useless Waltz from Dave Frischberg's album at the Jazz Bakery, Retromania. Before that, we were listening to Jay Thomas on flugelhorn, Gary Smullyan on baritone sax from a new album titled Lowdown Hoedown. We heard the title tune from the album, written by Kurt Berg, John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, Lowdown Hoedown. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's a look at the jazz calendar for today and the rest of this week. A seven-piece band plays the music of Charles Mingus this evening as part of the first annual Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival, which runs through Memorial Day at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood. There's a jam session going on this afternoon, and at 6 this evening, 200 Trio plus Max Holmberg will be playing. That's the Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival on Greenwood. Cuban trumpet player Arturo Sandoval is concluding his run at Jazz Alley tonight. Monday, Alex Dugdale and the Fade Quartet have a celebratory event and live CD recording session at Tula's. We'll be there to record the band. Tuesday, Tuck and Patty open a two-night stand at Jazz Alley, and the Critical Mass Big Band will be playing at Tula's. Katie Bourne reads from her new book, Weirdo Simpatico, Little Stories for Short Attention Spans, with Paul Gabrielson on bass, at the Naked City Brewery and Tap House near 85th and Greenwood, 4:30 on Tuesday, part of Katie's Happy Hour tour. Wednesday, the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival begins its ninth year with 48 performances through Sunday at various locations around downtown Bellevue. Most are free. Ticketed highlights include McTuff on opening night, Lee Oscar on Thursday, both of those at Bakes Place, then in the theater at Maidenbauer, Etienne Charles and Creole Soul on Friday, and Shamika Copeland on Saturday. Many Northwest groups and student groups are also performing in cafes and restaurants and bars Wednesday through Sunday. Eastside Jazz Club presents Jacqueline Tabor at the Renaissance as part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival. Jacob Zimmerman Quintet will be playing at Egan's in Ballard on Thursday. Friday, Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto plays at Tula's, and Katie Bourne sings at the North City Bistro. Saturday, L.A.-based singer Mark Christian Miller sings songs of the Paige Cavanaugh Trio with an ace Seattle trio including Randy Halberstadt at Egan's in Ballard, and Bill Anschel Trio will be at Tula's, and Kareem Candy Band plays at Pono Ranch in Ballard. That's on Saturday. Just a few of the many events going on around the Seattle area. For more info, see the calendar at kplu.org and the very complete calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music that is played by groups that are appearing at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. We'll first hear from McTuff, which plays opening night Wednesday at Bakes Place, and then we'll hear from the Creole Soul of Etienne Charles, the trumpet and flugelhorn player. He'll be at Maidenbauer Theater on Friday. First, here's McTuff and the title tune from the album The Roots. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a great sound he has. That's Etienne Charles, who's going to be appearing at the upcoming Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival Friday night. He was heard here doing a Bob Marley tune. Etienne Charles on trumpet and flugelhorn. Brian Hogans was the alto saxophonist, Chris Bowers piano, Ben Williams bass, and Obed Calvera on drums. Bob Marley's Turn Your Lights Down Low. Etienne Charles at the Bellevue Jazz Festival on Friday night. And before that, we were listening to McTuff from Volume 3, The Root. We heard the title tune with Joe Doria at the organ, Andy Coe on guitar, and Tariq Abouzid on drums, and McTuff, who will be playing on Wednesday at the Bellevue Jazz Festival, playing at Bake's Place that night. Lots of good music coming up, much of it free, and special ticketed events each evening, Wednesday through Sunday, around downtown Bellevue. Next is a style of music that's always intrigued me. It's the bridge between jazz and concert music, or classical music, if you will. This is represented in a new album called The Alchemy Sound Project, Further Explorations. Really a composer's album. Salim Washington, Erica Lindsay, Samantha Boschnick, Sumi Tanoka, and David Arend all are also performers. This is a piece that is written by Sumi Tanoka. Several of these artists have roots in the Seattle area. Sumi lives here, as does Samantha. The music was recorded in this area, too. This is one of two compositions by Sumi Tanoka included in this album, this one titled Joie de Vivre.
have you been, my love? The shadows are growing long, my lover. Close that door. Don't wait anymore. Dance me to life on this day. In your arms the world resonates at a wondrous pace. Intoxicating space. The stars are embracing tonight. The darkness will woo your heart, tearing it apart.
It's so good to be.
dancing to love on this day.
A beautiful song, a collaboration by Victoria, BC singer Miranda Sage and pianist, bassist, vibist, and overall handyman in the world of jazz, Don Thompson, who was here on piano, Red Schwager guitar, Neil Swainson bass, and Terry Clark on drums, and a horn section which included beautiful muted trumpet work from Kevin Turcotte. The music by Don Thompson, the lyrics by Miranda Sage, who sang On This Day. Isn't that beautiful? That's from Miranda Sage's most recent album. It's the title song. Before that, we were listening to the Alchemy Sound Project, Further Explorations. This is a composer's project, and music by Salim Washington, Erica Lindsay, Samantha Boschnick, Sumi Tanoka, and David Arend. That was Sumi Tanoka at the piano and her composition titled Joie de Vivre. And I'm not sure which tenor player we heard, but Erica Lindsay and Salim Washington both played tenor saxes on this, and Willem de Kock on trombone. Samantha Boschnick is the trumpet player, with David Arend on bass, Max Wood on drums. From the Alchemy Sound Project, Further Explorations on the ARC label. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Earlier I was talking about the Bellevue Jazz Festival coming up this week. That's only one of two jazz festivals in the area this week. Also coming up this week is the IMP Festival, the Improvised Music Festival, taking place at the University of Washington. Internationally renowned musicians Bill Frisell, Reed Anderson, and Bill McHenry join UW Jazz Studies students and faculty in performances taking place at Meany Studio Theater. There's a free admission Meet the Artist event on Tuesday at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then the concerts begin on Thursday, with music of Bill Frisell, featuring Bill Frisell, Luke Bergman, and students, and Talon, featuring Greg Sinibaldi, Ryan Ferreira, and Ted Poor. And the music of Reed Anderson on Friday, with Reed Anderson and students, and also with Bill McHenry, Bill Frisell, Kong Vu, and Ted Poor. And music of Bill McHenry on Saturday, with students, and with Bill Frisell and Reed Anderson, and with Kong Vu, Ryan Ferreira, and Ted Poor. All performances at Meany Studio Theater, and that's taking place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Meany Studio Theater. And tickets are quite nominally priced for that as well. To wrap up today's show, we're going to be listening to Corey Weed's group recorded in performance in New York City. Corey Weed's and his rhythm section here, Tilden Webb, piano, Ken Lister, bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums, are all Vancouver natives. They're joined by New Yorker Steve Davis on trombone in this session recorded at Smoke in New York City, and they're doing a tune by Ray Bryant titled Tonk. Thank you. You're listening to the Corey Weeds Group playing at Smoke in New York City doing the Ray Bryant tune Tonk. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. And we'll be back again next weekend with a performance that was recorded during the Ballard Jazz Walk, a performance by the group featuring the Spanish pianist Marina Albero. And that's next week here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks again for your support of this program and all the unique programming on this station. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.